Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese on the day Carson Wentz gets traded. Historic day here in Philadelphia. Is this the biggest Philadelphia sports breakup? I mean, that's the question. Lindros, AI,
Reggie.
I would say, I don't know if it gets bigger than that one. I mean, that was free agency.
Oh, what about Dawkins, though?
Yeah, see, Dawkins is bad. See, is that a breakup?
It's different, but because they want to trade it. But yeah, it is. The thing I'll say about those guys is, A, they were free agents, so that had more to do with money. And B, well, Reggie wasn't. I was going to say, Dawk was towards the end of his career. I know he played four more years, but his best years were.
Yeah, Reggie had more
Reggie
in the tank.
Reggie still had good football left in the tank. And I was going to say with T.O. kind of forced his way out once he couldn't get his way. And I heard the guys talking about that on the midday show. I got so many mixed feelings about that, man.
Well, that was messy.
Yeah.
This is messy.
Yep.
The Lindros thing was messy. Like B-Dawk was messy, but it was also he's a free agent and he left.
Yeah.
Reggie was a free agent and he left. Now, neither one of the teams, like, they didn't even offer Reggie a contract. Or if they did, it was insulting. Mm-hmm. And B-Dawk just felt like that they were taking him for granted.
Yep.
And
they also offered him an insulting offer.
Right, exactly. So he's like, all right, like, they're more or less saying, we'll come back when you're ready. This is what we're offering you, and we know you're going to take it. And he said, well, no, actually, this team really wants me, and I'm going to go there. But as far as messy breakups, this has to be the worst.
Well,
I mean, T.O.'s was messier, but this is more.
It's weird because Wentz hasn't said anything. Like literally. And this is not me defending Wentz. This is just factual. In his 5 years here, he hasn't said one negative thing about one person standing in front of a microphone. Be it a coach, a teammate, the organization, other players, nothing.
Or on social media.
Or on social media or anything. Now,
a cryptic tweet.
No, he may be a tyrant behind the scenes. I don't know. All I know is the guy hasn't said one negative thing about anybody.
Yeah.
About anybody, even when he had articles written about him.
Nope. No, he didn't.
So, this isn't messy. This is only messy from somebody leaking information to paint a picture of a guy, and they were successful in painting that picture.
Well, I think it's also 20 months after they signed him to $109 million in guarantees, they're trading him, right?
Nobody really knows why, though. Like, even if you say he wanted to be traded, what, he all of a sudden woke up one day and wanted to be traded?
Yeah, what's like you said, there was a moment where he said, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
It was whatever happened.
Oh, no, that came when he got benched.
That was the final straw.
Yes.
Right. All right. So more good news here in Philadelphia. You know, we were so happy when JT Realmuto re-signed with the Phillies. Well, he has a broken thumb.
What?
And he will be, they're hoping he gets back for opening day, Jack. is the word. He broke it, I guess, 5 days ago. They just kind of x-rayed it because I don't think they really were worried about it, but then they became worried and they x-rayed it. So he's out for at least a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jose Alvarado broke it.
Who was that?
The new reliever.
Oh.
He's trying to block a curveball in the dirt. Got it caught. And
yep.
Now his thumb's broken. Out for opening day.
Great, great.
Is that equivalent for laying out for a ball in the preseason game?
Well, no, because you have to catch it or else you're going to get yourself hit, you know?
Well, that's better than getting his thumb broken.
Well, I don't think he thought that.
Well, I think just a freak accident. Not a great way to start the Philly season, that's for sure.
Well, at least he got his contract already.
He got his contract. At least it happened early. So this could be the excuse all year when he never ends up doing anything.
Right.
Well, you know,
thumb.
Slow start. All right. Let's go to the phones. Take your reaction. Kimberly in D.C. Hi, Kim.
Uh-oh. Oh, hi, guys. All right. For starters, today is my birthday, and the team just traded my quarterback. I need some Ike juice, please.
Oh, wow.
My Lord.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice,
Ike juice. The vice president of the LTBB's birthday.
Happy birthday, Kimberly.
And he gets traded on your birthday.
I know, right? Reverse present over here. The worst birthday gift ever. So what I want to know is, Ike, how do we reach the indie fans and get them to join the LTBB here with us?
That's a great question. I have no idea, Kimberly, and I got to be honest with you, not real sure how much effort I'm going to put into that.
I'm going to
keep it to our chapter, but if everybody's welcome, but we know it originated here. I don't know if those Midwesterners are up for the LTBB. I'm not sure yet.
That seems fair, and it's not like I'm going to start calling into indie stations. You know, I'll root for Carson. We'll update our logo. We'll take care of all that stuff, and I wish him the best of luck. And not to sound like, you know, Mad Mike here or anything, but I hope he goes out there and kills it, and this is the final straw for Howie. It just makes it finally clear the terrible decisions that are happening with this team.
I will tell you this, though, Kimberly. I would expect Colts fans to invade our Twitter timelines just to get a feel for what it's like having Wentz as their quarterback. So don't be surprised if you get Colts fans popping up out of nowhere.
Like you said, all are welcome, right?
Yep,
I mean,
yep.
You know, it's not – I hope Carson goes out there and does great, and I hope they support him, you know, for whatever. We're a tough fan we're a tough city to play in, and I hope that he goes out there and just is embraced, and he can feel what it's like to have a whole city not hate him recently.
All right, Kim.
All right, thanks, guys.
It.
Have a great
Appreciate
rest
it.
Of your day.
But by the way, at least the callers on this show, there's more people that support Carson than rip him. So I don't know if the entire city was against them.
For sure, for sure, for sure.
But all right, James, Jenkintown, Pennsylvania.
Hey.
James, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, man? Like,
what's up?
I loved Carson from the day he came in here, but you know he's gone now. Forget him. And you know it's about the Eagles at this point. You know you just got to represent the Eagles. That's it. Like, if Eagles win, I'm good. So let's get on the Eagles bandwagon instead of the Carson bandwagon. Like, I'm tired of it.
Okay, so what are you thinking about with the Eagles?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I'm thinking Jalen Hurts is going to dominate. I'm hoping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, James, I hear you, but I mean, this organization's in a bad spot right now. Not because they just traded Carson Wentz, because of everything else that's going on. And I don't expect Jalen Hurts to dominate. And I'm rooting for him, and I think he's got some potential. But that potential is not going to be next year. And let's see, right? Let's see. We already know that you just can't win because you have a different quarterback. This roster needs to be rebuilt, right? You went from a Super Bowl to a playoff team and a playoff team to now just maybe one of the worst situations in the NFL. I mean, that's just reality. And you're now relying on Howie Roseman, who is more or less probably the biggest reason why you're here and why we are here where we are right now. And now he's going to have to rebuild the organization. And he's going to have to do it maybe not having a quarterback. You don't know if Jalen Hurts is going to be here and is going to be your guy. This isn't a happy day. I'm not in a good mood today.
So I'm wondering, right? With Jalen Hurts, because there should be a portion of the fan base that should be happy that Wentz is out of here. As much as they complained about him, they should be happy that he's out of here now. But Now you move on to the next guy. And Hurts is either going to be the quarterback or they're going to be looking for a quarterback in this year's draft or next year's draft.
Yep.
And I'm just wondering, for the fans, is it just a year where you just try to figure out what do you have in Jalen Hurts, where wins and losses don't matter as much as figuring out is Jalen Hurts the quarterback of the future, or do you take a quarterback this year?
If he's the guy, you know, it's interesting what you said, because all we have to do is go back to 2016. It's just like, how did we as fans and media treat 2016? And it was about the quarterback and it was about the coach, right? Like, new head coach in Doug, new quarterback in Carson Wentz. And with Carson, you checked the box and you said, all right, yeah, this guy's awesome. Like, we're fine at quarterback.
Yeah.
But people were unsure about Doug. Doug went into that offseason. I would say the majority of people were saying that, like, hey, we need to upgrade a coach. This guy's never going to win anything.
Yeah.
Right now, they ended up winning the Super Bowl, and the rest is history. But I wonder if it's the same thing in 2021, Ike, to where if Jalen Hurts is the starting quarterback, it's about can Hurts play and can Sirianni be a good coach?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And because we don't know. We don't know the answer to either of those questions, even maybe less so about Sirianni. So I don't know if it's about wins and losses as much this year as it's about progress and what do we have. Because this team's not going to be very good.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Well, if we got to sit through another 4-win season. And remember, they've added a game.
Yeah, we have to go 17 games now.
Yes.
4-13.
Yes, 4-13, man. 5-12. We got to sit through another one of those seasons.
All right, so last place schedule and a couple of decent moves. Maybe they're a little bit better than we thought. I also don't think that that's totally out of the question, but we're not talking about a playoff-type team.
Well, this division is going to be better.
Yes.
Right? It'll be better than it was this
past
year.
Dallas will be better. Washington will be better.
And even the Giants will probably be better.
Yep. Yeah. And you know what? That's okay. Like, I know that once the season starts, we're going to feel differently, but it's okay if you're really rebuilding and you're trying to start fresh that you're not making moves because you're trying to win games next year.
Right.
It's the last thing this organization, they were too worried about that last year.
Yeah.
And it bit them in the butt.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Eddie. Eddie's calling from Ocean City, New Jersey. Eddie, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I think Wentz will do better in Indianapolis, and we have a vested interest, which is kind of a clever part of the trade, and it was almost a player-friendly trade, which says something for our organization, actually. And I think on the earlier show, people were talking about Indianapolis like they're this great organization. They destroyed one of the greatest quarterbacks prospects coming up ever into the most shocking retirement of all time and let him be like a pincushion and abandon him in the wind.
A different regime, Eddie, different regime. That was Ryan, Ryan Grigson and another. I don't even remember who the head coach was at that time. But under Frank Reich, Andrew Luck only played under Frank Reich 1 year.
Yeah.
Owner, who's the owner?
Yeah, he's still the same owner. Yeah, Jim Irsay.
Right. So what you're talking? Look what they did with Peyton Manning. They got rid of him, leveraged on Luck. They failed. Peyton Manning went 2 Super Bowls in a row, had a career season.
Right. And
coached up a team.
So Eddie, if your point is that the Colts as an organization suck, I mean, Peyton Manning getting traded, like, I would have done the same thing if I was the Colts, because Andrew Luck was the best prospect to come out since Peyton Manning. It didn't work out, but that wasn't a crazy decision.
It's an organization that had Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning. They had a couple years with Jacoby Brissett and Phillip Rivers. They made the playoffs. All you got to do is look at their roster and look at the draft picks and know that this is a team that is built mostly through the draft with a few free agent signings here and there. They traded for DeForest Buckner from San Francisco, gave up their number one pick last year to do that. I mean, man, by all accounts, you look at the
very good offensive line
football team. It's a well-constructed football team. You don't hear football experts, not unbiased football experts, talk about the Colts in any other fashion other than a glaring propping them up. That's why everybody who has spoke about this has said that that's the best landing spot for Carson Wentz.
Well, their one major hole was what position?
Quarterback.
Yeah, quarterback.
Well, I mean, so they just took a quarterback in Phillip Rivers, who had led the league in interceptions, or not, he was second in interceptions behind Jameis Winston 2 years ago, and went to the playoffs with him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's
pretty much shot.
It's a good franchise. It's a good franchise with a good coach.
All right. I'm sure everybody is just waiting to see what Chuck from Mount Airy
has. Even better GM, by the way.
Well, no, that's the – I mean, that's – they're well built on the offensive line, right? Like they're not just – it's not the Tom Brady Tampa Bay effect. They actually were built from the ground up. They have a good defense. They have good skill guys. They have good running backs. They have a great offensive line, even though they're going to need to find a new tackle because of an injury. All right, Chuck at Mount Airy. Chuck, I've been waiting to hear from you. What's up, Chuck?
Hey. Goodbye, Carson Wentz. I wish you luck on your way to Indianapolis. That city sucks.
Anyway, everybody think
that Frank Wright is this great genius, this guru of offense. Frank Wright ain't win nothing since he left the Eagles, and he ain't win nothing as a player, and he ain't gonna win nothing with Carson Wentz. I'm glad he's gone. Now we need to build the team around Jalen Hurts. You know what I mean? If I'm Howell, we move out of that sixth pick, go on, get some more draft capital, go on, get some players to get around Jalen Hurts and fully embrace this young man and net back him. And I'm telling you, right now, he have a better career than Carson Wentz ever dreamed of having. And that's that. Everybody want to cry about, oh, Carson Wentz did that. Carson Wentz did more bad to this team than he did good. I mean, I'm tired of hearing about, oh, when he gets there, we're going to regret the day we left. He ain't going nowhere. He act like he's going to Bill Belichick somebody. He's going to Frank Wright, who ain't never win none as a player, and he ain't win none since he left the Eagles. Everybody overrating this trade. He's going to look back at this trade on the 2020 ESPN documentary and say this is the best trade he was ever made. I'm trying to tell you, Jalen Hurts is the real deal. Back him up with some great players. You got the coaching staff around him. You got his quarterback coach. And let's go.
There he
is. I'm not sure you really believe that, Chuck.
I do believe that, Ike. And I know you're going to go get it. You love Carson Wentz. But I'm going to tell you right now, your boy ain't the real deal. And let me say one more thing real quick, right, Ike?
You know
football, Ike. You play football. Do you really think a quarterback with that type of stature coming in with a weak mind like he do will go anywhere and succeed? He has a weak mind. The minute that something don't go right in that locker room or something don't go right with that team, you can't count on him. So I don't want him as my quarterback. Let's look for the future, man. You know what I mean? Even if Jalen Hurts not the answer, which I think he will be.
Chuck, I've always felt you've made this mistake with Carson Wentz, and you let your I'm not going to even say it's real hatred, just your sports hatred blind you. There's something about Wentz that rubs you the wrong way, and you just don't see anything else but red when you talk about him. Jalen Hurts, I will tell you this, Chuck, we would be ecstatic as a fan base if Jalen Hurts plays to the level on which Carson Wentz has played at during his time in the NFL.
Chuck,
I'm just telling you, take a poll. And ask people, if Jalen Hurts reaches the heights that Carson Wentz reached as a player, we'll be ecstatic.
Play 10 games real good.
Let me see Jalen Hurts play 10 games real good, Chuck.
This guy played 10 games.
Chuck, let me see Jalen Hurts do it.
Against a worst-place schedule, man.
And now, guess what, Chuck? Now Jalen Hurts is going to have a last-place schedule to play against. Carson did it in his second year, so Jalen gets to do it in his second year. Don't start making excuses, Chuck. Don't start making excuses. Because you speak with such authority when you speak negative about Carson. Don't start waffling and being on the fence about Jalen. I just told you we would be ecstatic if he reached the heights of Wentz. You said we wouldn't. So I want to see if he can at least reach the heights that I've witnessed Carson Wentz reach. Hurts hasn't done that yet.
Let me tell you something. He played his whole – and I'm not making no excuses.
Oh, here we go with the college.
As a rookie. Now, listen. Jalen got four games thrown to the fire. I'm not making no excuses. My boy gonna come on and ball. Period.
I'm pulling for him. I'm pulling for him, Chuck. I got the ability to do both. You don't. I do. I got the ability to do both. You don't. I do. Mm-hmm. I'm pulling for him. And I'd be happy if he reached Carson Wentz 2019 level. 27 touchdowns, 4,000 yards to 7 picks, and a playoff berth. Win the division. I'd be excited with that. I'd be excited with that.
Let's go to Malik. We'll stay in Mount Airy and go to Malik in Mount Airy. What's up, Malik? How are you?
Press, can I get one today, please?
Hook him
please.
Up. They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
One thing is for certain. Two things. Listen, I'm going to say this. I'm glad Chuck is not our GM because, dude, it's nothing about that I saw from Jalen Hurts. Because if you take out that little flash in the pan that nobody had film on him, he looked really bad. He got trashed by one of the worst teams literally in NFL history defensively, by the Cowboys. You got trashed by him.
Rookie, then, though. Be fair to him, Malik. Rookie. He's a rookie.
But here's the thing. And then we got to trust somebody who's proven that he's incompetent to rebuild, like you said, rebuild a franchise. We don't have an offensive line. Pretty much we need at least another D-tackle and at least two somebody to
– pass rushing in. Yep.
And we definitely need linebackers, and we definitely need cornerbacks. And I don't know what we're doing at the free safety position. So you saying within one season or two, let's just say two seasons, because we're gonna give Jalen Hurts a grace this season.
Mm-hmm. This is rookie season. Yeah, this is his rookie season.
We're gonna throw this to the wind, right?
Okay. Yep.
What are you gonna do with all these picks? Because you just got hosed. Because you started off with two second round picks, and now they're like, look, you know what? I'm gonna give you what I want to give you. Take it or leave it, and you had to take it. So you just got hosed there. So now you want me to believe Howie Roseman is going to rebuild our team? And he hasn't done anything. Literally, our wide receivers, he's the person that drafted Whiteside. He's the person that drafted Rager. He's the person, because we could say Doug has some input and this person has some input and that person has some input, but at the end of the day, he's the final say, so he drafted him. Literally, we have garbage on our team, and we're supposed to – and Jalen Hurts? Is the only person he talked about since 2016 when he came back. Let's think about that. Mm-hmm. And it's a backup quarterback that you just gave a team to. I'm scared. I'm literally scared to see what's about to happen. I mean, but hey, all right, Chuck, your boy's going to ball out. But who we going to ball out with? Because we ain't got an offensive line. And we got a run game. But y'all have a great day.
All right, Malik. Appreciate it.
And listen, don't get me wrong. I'm not like – some of our fans who are anti-Wentz, who want to see him fail so that they can be happy. I don't want to see Jalen Hurts fail. I don't, because I'm about the Eagles being successful. That's all I care about, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be the quarterback. I want to see him succeed. I want him to. I want him to play well. I want him to play well, because that means the Eagles are a good football team if the quarterback situation is resolved. So on this show, John, we don't do the whole victory dancing when one of our own fails.
No apology tours.
We don't do all that stuff. we don't do all that stuff. We don't need to be patted on our back at the expense of our fan base having their hearts broken because the team isn't meeting expectations or a player isn't meeting expectations. I won't be dancing on Jalen Hurts' grave as if he doesn't play well as an Eagle. I'll be upset about it, not happy about it.
No, especially because he's a good dude.
Yes.
Right? Like, yes. He's got potential.
He didn't ask to be put in this situation. Yeah, he didn't ask to be put in this situation.
No, and by the way, Carson handled the situation well with Jalen Hurts. Right, and Jalen Hurts also, like, he handled the situation well. You had two professionals doing it. I'm sure that neither one was exactly happy to be put in that situation.
No.
It was what it was, and
we didn't hear Hurts say that you know, leak a report that Wentz was mistreating him, wouldn't talk to him, or any of that type of stuff.
No.
Right?
Like Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers would have done. That's true. 215-592-9494. I'm relieved. I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely not happy today because I'm as much as I'm glad to have moved on from Carson Wentz, just because it was continued to be a mess and he wanted out. Mm-hmm. Now the reality is, look where your football team is. And you still have the same people running the team, except now you have a coach that has never coached or even called plays before. Howie's running the team. He's going to rebuild the team. Jeffrey Lurie, he's in on the draft picks. He meddles. Like, this is terrible for the Eagles. You shouldn't be happy today if you're an Eagle fan. Just my opinion.
I tell you, every time you explain it that way, I certainly, my excitement level goes down for sure. After you explain it that way, I don't know how you can be happy today.
215. Well, if you just disliked Wentz that much, that's the only reason you're happy.
Yes, I guess.
And then that's going to wear off, and then when you actually see what you're left with, right. You're going to be pissed again. Coming up, updated odds on two things, the Colts Super Bowl odds and Carson Wentz's MVP odds.
What?
I'll tell you where they are. Yeah, what do you hear this? Right after this, Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.